South Africa, a place I called home. I felt safe and I belonged. It was my sanctuary. But the dark grey clouds came quickly. It rained and poured and never stopped. 2016 January, I traveled to Zimbabwe for the very first time alone. My mom was very sick and on her deathbed, in an underdeveloped hospital in a room full of other dying people. I walked in and my heart sank like an avalanche. I felt drained and all I could see was a misty room, almost like a graveyard filled with dead people. Everything was grey, and as I continued walking in, I could taste the bitter sick in the air. It was almost as if I had cooked rotten chicken and consumed it. 2016 February, Cape Town. Bright and sunny. This is a new day and it's Pride Month. Everyone is overjoyed. It's summertime. The skies are clear and blue. The briny beach is calm and it gets its beautiful reflection from the blue sky. She proposes, and a month later, we plan to marry. The dark clouds visit and remind me that they're not going anywhere. Wednesday, 10 a.m., we are all at the South African Home Office to register to get married. I am joyful, excited, but shut down by the officials that take my identity and question my nationality. Now my life is on a standstill, no identity, and the place I call home is taken from me. Everything is numb. 2016, June. I was in an office working on a business account, holding on to this position as it's the only position I'll ever have, especially now that I don't have my identity. It starts pouring. I am dismissed for fraud, a crime I didn't commit and it was never proved. Why is everything so dark, like a tunnel with no lights at the end of it? I was forced to pick my body up and drag it out of the office building with shame, full of sadness and depression. The whispers in the background, the voices of the people shaming me, my rage for the clouds turned me into a bitter person and a fugitive. I had to run, and I ran.